Hey, we're on for whatever this is. We have talked about
I think this is like episode 46?
Episode 48, I mean, Inquisition of Blood, Mouse Guard Edition.
It is whatever we end up calling the new game. We talked about it a little bit over email. It seems the most enthusiastic proposal is Mouse Guard.
Mouse Guard!
I plan...
You have to be Satan to not like mice.
My plan is to do, like, maybe one arc of Mouse Guard, you know, 6 to 8 sessions, and then we can evaluate if we still like it. Do we want to go back to something in the world of Inquisition of Blood? Do we want to do something different? Keep playing Mouse Guard, whatever.
But Scorched Earth.
Mouse Guard runs well in short arcs, so...
I already have a character for Scorched Earth. I'm so
mostly
pissed.
Mostly because, like, there's bears and shit, and that just ruins mice's lives.
Okay, yes. Mouse Guard. Mouse Guard takes place in what would be human medieval times, but you don't really encounter any humans. Effectively...
It's like Redwall.
Yes. Mice have a society. They use tools. They build towns and shelters. They can communicate with each other. And they do this to survive because they're mice. And every goddamn thing eats mice.
Including owls.
Yes, an owl.
And bears steal their honey. Shit. And devastate their town to get the honey or whatever. You'd think the mice would just stop stocking honey. But
it's so valuable. How are you going to make wax?
There's no survivors left to tell the other
mice. You can't have candles without wax!
Don't store honey, because a bear will fuck your shit up.
So, the Mouse Guard is the group of mice who have basically taken it upon themselves to patrol the Outlands, the space between territories. They cut paths between towns, escort caravans, rescue mice who go missing or get into trouble, mediate disputes between towns, deliver the mail.
The mail, that's funny. I don't know why, it just is to me.
Because most mice will settle into a town and just live there forever. Or they might move once.
Which is fun. Yeah. And scary, but also fun.
Yeah, but the Mouse Guard are the people who roam the Outlands. And make it safe for other mice to be all mousy.
Who doesn't love that?
Some of these mice have blue fur. Some of these mice have red fur. Some of these mice have white fur.
Most of these mice have brown fur.
Yes.
No, you could have red furs.
It says in the character generation thing that brown is the most common.
Okay.
Can I have gray fur and not be like a bazillion years old?
Sure.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. So, is everyone accepting of playing Mouse Guard? Do we have any objections?
Nope. What is this?
Just see here.
Ugh.
Not talk about that.
Okay, so pro Mouse Guard. Or at least no objection.
I vote yes.
I vote sure.
Oh, I just come play. On, Tom.
Well, I don't know anything about the setting yet, so...
I would advise...
We should have done research.
I was honestly expecting us to do something different today.
Yeah, this was sort of the last minute, because Kevin couldn't play, and then he could.
Oh, Kevin.
Surprise!
Kevin's dad was neglecting his water pump maintenance to play with trains.
Neglecting? He replaced the thing sometime earlier this year, so it's really weird that it would fail again.
I guess they just don't make them like they used to.
I'm glad we've covered this.
Can you get me cookies, please?
We don't have cookies.
I want cookies.
Oh, I just have Cheetos.
What the hell?
All right.
Is there too much, like, vegetable and cookies for you, Kevin?
No, I just like Cheetos. What's wrong with Cheetos?
Kevin thinks that butter is a vegetable.
What?
Oh, are there humor awards in Mouse and Guard?
There yeah. are today!
No. What are ages measured in terms of, like, weeks, months, years?
Years. I think it
mice that live for 26 years.
I think it uses roughly comparable human ages, but I will check if that's actually a thing. Because part of it is you determine how old the mouse is.
I think it is years. Maybe they're just, like, super awesome mice. Let me see. Because, fall 1152.
Yeah. They live years. Up to 60 years. So, mice live up to 60, at least in Mouse Guard. And you come of age at 14. So, yeah, basically, medieval human lifespan.
It's Redwall.
Mm-hmm. No, Redwall.
Redwall measured in terms of seasons.
Yeah.
Well, so is this. This is played in no. seasons.
It's played in seasons,
but the seasons are part of the same year.
Yeah, like the mice in Redwall will estimate their ages in terms of how many seasons they have lived.
No, nope, these mice just live forever.
So we'll be measuring our lifespan in sessions or seasons because we'll be like, "Welcome to Mouse and Guard episode."
Is that how this goes?
562.
Episode of the first winter.
But you do run through seasons as the game progresses. And I'm not expecting you guys in winter because you would just straight up die.
We should mark them as like the season and the year. Like instead of episode number 2, it'll be like fall 1121 or whatever. I don't know. It sounds fun.
Okay. Well, you guys have a choice before you that you need to make unanimously.
Oh!
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay.
Things and stuff. You need to decide if you guys want to pick pre-generated characters or make your own.
This would be a character building session.
Aren't there only... Well, character building is really fast in Mouse Guard. Aren't there only 4 pre-made characters and we are 5 people?
There are 12 pre-made characters.
Oh,
spread across different missions.
I want to be a pre-made character.
Yeah, I'd like to make my own.
I guess we prefer to make our own. Except John, who
care
just wants
not
to rob a bank.
Way.
He wants to be a bank robber.
Yeah,
mouse.
I don't care.
Yeah, there's a bunch of security that needs taking care of.
Taking care of. Wink, wink.
Okay.
I'd be cool with pre-made, but...
But
it sounds like everybody wants to make their own. Everybody that has an opinion, anyway. Okay, so I am going to walk you through. It is a 21-step process, which makes it sound extremely daunting, but most of those steps are like, give your character a name. What color is his fur? Like... That's hardly a...
Those are pretty daunting.
Those are the hardest ones.
What am I going to call myself? Oh, jeez.
Is there like a acceptable name list? Like, what names do mice have?
Oh, there actually is.
There's Liam and Sadie and Kenzie and Conrad. Like, I just think it's...
There's...
Names.
Imagine you're in a late
1990s. Look on page 309. There's a name.
Matthias.
Common name. I'm sure.
Lane. Justin.
I want to be Matthias because then I can say it really is Redwall.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
309.
Oh, I went to 309.
Whoa! Look at. No. Look at page 209.
It's too late. I'm on 309. And there's names here. So I'm not going to. Doing really well.
You'll like 209.
Are there there's crabs.
Oh, I do like crabs.
Sorry, look at those crabs.
Those are cute looking crabs, too.
Especially the one with the mouse inside its pincers.
Yeah, and it's got little dots, and the dots look like eyes over the little weird mouth part.
Those are huge crabs.
Yeah, they are.
You're a mouse, dude. You're tiny.
No, look at that. It's a giant
enemy crab. What do you want?
What page is this?
It is weak spot. Massive damage.
It's they have crab nature too. I'm sure you've seen those crabs.
So they're not entirely crabbly. Because they're crab nature 6.
Oh, they're Jonas crabs, right? Maybe?
Yeah, let me... Since they you brought up a nature, I will explain level. What it is. Every animal in Mouse Guard, including you, have a nature. Nature is an ability that can be used to do things that are within your animal's nature. So, for mice, things in your nature would be escaping, climbing, hiding, and foraging.
Because that's what mice do in the wild.
Yes. Whereas for, you know, like a wolf, it would be prowling and stalking.
Hunt.
And, yeah. Mice.
For a crab, it would be scavenging and being cool and walking sideways.
And taking massive damage?
Don't.
Only when flipped on your back.
Oh, being flipped on your back is also a crabbly thing to do.
Mice and weasels are intelligent in human terms. They use tools, they have other skills. All other animals just use their nature. That is their universal skill that they use for everything. But it also sharply limits what they can do. You're never going to have a debate with a snake. It only does things that are snake-like.
Are weasels, like... do we have jihad against weasels, or...
Yes.
Okay.
You guys so are a couple of years past the Winter War, where you had a great war against weasels.
Mm-hmm. Weasels are also enormous compared to mice.
They are.
But we couldn't have a co-weasel-mice cooperative party.
No.
Absolutely not.
Nope. How did we win that? Is this whole game an Owl Creek Bridge scenario?
I know, right?
My God.
What's Creek Bridge?
It's... Well, go for it, John.
It's a short story that leads off from where the Confederate soldier is about to be executed, but makes a miraculous escape. Gets home, all that, and then it ends with him dying on the bridge, and it was all fantasy.
Yeah, the whole spoilers. Thing was a hallucination before he died.
Basically, from you the point that the gallows puzzle. Dropped it.
You pretty much gave away the punchline.
Yes. I think that story's old enough.
He said spoilers.
After. Yeah, Statute of Limitations. The story was told in, like, 1860-something.
Okay.
Oh, it's like if you were like, hey, no... Spoilers, I haven't seen Heat yet.
Yeah,
something like that.
And then we play Payday.
Okay. So, nature's covered. Nature is a thing that exists.
It's how mousy you are. One is human-like, and seven is you're just a fucking mouse.
Yes. It's closest related to the emotional attributes in Burning Wheel, and likewise, if your mousy nature is ever permanently reduced to zero, you are basically an outcast from mouse society. And you're just not mousy anymore. And everybody resents it.
Not mousy enough.
Yes. If your nature goes up to seven, you are too mousy to be in the mouse guard. Because the mouse guard's job is to go out and fight things and keep people safe. Whereas,
and that's not what mice do. Mice like to run away and whatnot.
Yeah, if you're nature 7, you are much too skittish for shit like that.
Oh, no.
It is hard to accidentally. Because there are things you can do that reduce your nature.
Like acting against it.
Yes.
Wait, that's just tax, though. It gets restored, right?
You can voluntarily lower your nature and then on a 1-to-1 to restore tax.
Oh. So if you have 2 tax, you can lower it by 1, and then it will be 1 lower and not taxed?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to dive into character creation and do my best to explain Mouse Guard to those of you who are not familiar with it.
I hope step one is not name.
No, step one is concept.
Oh no, that's the hardest one.
You guys are all characters in the Mouse Guard. I explained to you what the Mouse Guard is before. They follow a common code basically they want to help all mice, and that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the individual mouse.
I need paper. Paper is a thing that I need.
So you need to think about what kind of character you want to play in Mouse Guard. Grizzled veteran, young upstart, something in between. What's his personality? What's his specialty?
I want to be a tender paw.
Okay, well, that's next step is coming up with your rank. So,
damn it!
You want to be a young,
nice, youngly one who looks up to the older ones and likes to take lessons.
Enjoys taking lessons? Really?
Concept. You? Shut up. Concept. I'm set. I'm set.
Two words. Suicide Squad.
Nope.
One word.
Durr.
Pathfinder.
Newbie.
Not the system. One word that's actually two words stuck together.
Maybe I should scroll up and look for the steps. I mean, turn the page back.
Yeah. It would be pretty sweet.
Okay.
We're just like a division of the Mouse Guard that is devoted to all the missions nobody else wants to take.
That's all of them.
We're like the A team.
Huh?
That's
Can
all
we be like the A team?
I thought that the Mouse Guard was all about, oh no, you know, like we have an obligation to fight in the ways that yada 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 yada.
If we're all
honorable and all mice are created equal and stuff like that.
If we're making the A team Mouse Guard, then I call Murdoch.
I want to be the jewelry man.
I want to be Mr. T.
No, I already called him.
I want to be Mr. T.
Nope.
You didn't even know it was Mr. T, Kevin. You don't.
No, I do.
You just call him the jewelry.
Call him
man.
The jewelry man.
The jewelry man is more.
To be fair, Mr. T isn't the character name either.
No, it's B.A. Baracus.
The B.A. stands for Bosco Albert, but he says it stands
for bad attitude.
It's not actually bad attitude. Who would name their son bad attitude?
His parents.
No, it's Bosco Albert.
Okay, I'm going to start picking up people. Starting with Natasha, because she's read all of Mouse Guard.
Oh, what?
What sort of...
A name?
What sort of concept do you want to play?
I want to be a distrustful, thoughtful, and observant mouse that always has an eye towards surroundings.
Okay. I'm scared of violence.
It's so easy to die as a mouse? Are you kidding me?
I'm scared of violence.
Next, I'm going to pick on Kevin because it was originally his idea to play Mouse Guard.
Oh boy.
He did have the box set.
I do have the box set, still. Okay, so I'm going to have to go with experienced, but not grizzled. There's a difference. I know. How does that happen? How do you be experienced without being grizzled?
Tell me more.
Easy. Anyways, experienced, but not grizzled. Pathfinder, wayfarer sort of guy.
Okay. I'm honestly a little astounded that you did not choose to play a mouse scientist.
Nah.
Mouse scientist.
That can be my next character. After this one dies.
There are no mice.
Which is going to be soon.
It's not that deadly. You guys are the heroes.
It's a little bit deadly.
Well, that sucks because I was going to be...
Hold on. Can I just say that you just said it's not that deadly. You guys are the heroes.
Yeah.
It's pretty deadly.
Now, add the word because in there in a choice place and see how much sense that makes.
Yeah. Tom.
Can mice drink?
As in alcohol? God.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
No. Can I be an old cynic that has known Kevin for as long as he's been in the guard?
Sure.
And has seen people be devoured by large predators and barely escaped with his life?
I think that's everyone.
Yes, but yeah. It gets worse and worse.
Okay, so you're a grizzled drunk.
Okay.
John?
Weasel war survivor, young, isn't comfortable in civilian life because he doesn't feel safe after his traumatic experiences.
So, got a young idealist, an old scout, a grizzled drunk, and a paranoid soldier.
Yeah. Not paranoid, just...
And, no, I'm referring to Natasha and now John.
Scarred orphan.
Okay. Well,
I hope that Matt's character is the light that brings us all together and makes us see, I don't know, something good about the lives that we lead.
Or he gets eaten by an owl in the first session and everything.
Yep.
I don't think that would happen. We're heroes, remember? We're the heroes. It's not that deadly, he said.
Okay.
You're a tender.
Next thing tender you guys boss. Decide is your rank in the guard. The ranks range, they go from youngest is Tenderpaw, and these guys are the initiates. They don't have their cloak yet, and they are basically under the tutelage of whoever's the leader of their patrol.
I don't get a cloak?
When you graduate, you'll get a cloak.
Do I graduate in a game, or no? Is that like an off-camera thing?
No, you'll graduate in a game.
Oh, I get a cloak?
You will. A cloak determined by your mentor. He picks a cloak that he feels...
That's great, because then I don't have to pick a color, because the mentor is played by you!
The mentor will be played by someone in the party.
That'll be
fuck. Oh, wait. Like, he's my mentor? Tom is my mentor?
Yep, I guess I am now. I just called.
Oh, that's shitty. Well, okay. Well, it'll be like a awesome role reversal. Mentor. Yeah, well, you're a grizzled drunk.
You're like the 17th mentor. You're like the 17th ward I've had.
And now you just don't give a shit anymore. You're like, yeah, whatever.
And
like,
you're God, a terrible
just do whatever
teacher.
The fuck you can to survive, and I'll graduate you.
Okay.
Kevin, good old experience. I'm good old grizzledness.
Okay, stepping up from there, guard mice are the basic foot soldiers of the guard. Patrol mice are basically just veterans. They're veteran guard mice. They can be responsible for more complicated or independent missions. Up from there is patrol leaders. Your patrol will have a leader. One of you who's in charge of your little group.
I vote Luke Russell drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's apparently me, because I'm going to be mentoring Matt.
Mm.
It can't be me, because I'm a tender paw.
A step above that is a guard captain. None of you are guard captains. There's 5 guard captains in the entire guard, and they just hang out in their big city.
So we can't be that.
No.
My will is extremely low as a tender paw.
Yes, but your health.
2, baby!
I'm so healthy? This is great.
Your guard rank will determine a lot of things about you. In short, younger recruits are more raw. They have better health, which is good for all their physical stuff and shrugging off injuries and going, haha. They have a low will that is used for basically all sorts of mental and social conflicts.
There's no other modifiers to this besides what it has in the table, right?
Nope.
Okay, then I'm just gonna write it down. That's my will.
And that's my health. Alright.
Okay, so we've already determined that Matt's character is a tenderpaw and Tom's character is going to be patrol leader.
Hmm. What page are you folks looking at?
298.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm on 42.
It's in recruitment.
It's on page 298, yeah. Not
in
42.
The back of the book is... well, it talks about ranks there, too, but in the back of the book is all the character creation shit from Hyde.
Yeah, I figured some of that stuff out, but...
How long ago was the Weasel War?
I think 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'd be a guard pass.
Tenderpoa.
I'm going to be a better tenderpaw than you, just so you know.
Okay.
So.
I am a guard mouse. Meow!
Wait, does that mean that Kevin is John's mentor?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes!
Are there multiple mentors?
Brilliant! Yes.
Yeah, if there are multiple
well,
tenderpaws...
I mean, someone's got to learn something. He needs his own staff to do for you.
No, I mean like multiple mentors in a single patrol.
It's something that can happen. You okay. Guys are a large patrol.
We're huge. What
we're five people.
Do?
Is that large
but
patrol?
If Kevin's going to be a mentor, he should probably be a patrol guard.
Okay. Yeah, I could be a patrol guard then.
The rules say that you can have two patrol leaders if the other two players are tenderpaws. So he could be a patrol leader even.
Well, we're five characters.
That is actually large for a group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now we're enough appetizers for two weasels.
Ugh. Don't be that way.
Okay. So, if I understand correctly, Matt and John are tenderpaws. Natasha is a guard mouse. Kevin is a patrol guard, and Tom is a patrol leader.
Sure. Does it have to be a patrol leader that that takes on a tenderpaw, though? Because if so, then Kevin should also be a patrol leader.
I don't think it has to be.
It doesn't have to be. It can be any older, more experienced mouse.
Which is everybody, because we're tenderpaws.
Yep.
Everybody.
Okay, so figuring out your starting age and abilities, they're going to be determined by your rank. So, tenderpaws are 14 to 17, guard mice are 18 to 25, patrol guards 21 to 50, patrol leaders are 21 to 60.
I'll be 28.
I'm 23.
Oh.
I'm 16.
I'm 17.
I'm 3.
How old are you?
Yeah. 2.
What?
2?
No, it's 28. Okay. 2.
How quickly does time pass in this?
30 minus 28.
Quickly enough that every 4 sessions could be a year. So you will actually
have
to continue this.
If we are to continue this,
rule mandated time skips.
It may not be wise for me to be something like 50-something years old, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could die.
Could.
Should be in your 40s.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how about 40?
Little drunks.
42.
Wait, you're worried about dying of old age?
That's.
I made it this far.
Wow.
That's a luxury in the mouse guard.
That's why he has to drink his sorrows away, because he's seen a lot of shit.
Okay. So, next thing we determine is your mouse nature. The higher your mouse nature, the more mousy you are. The lower your mouse nature, the more sort of humanish you are.
Well, shit.
So, having a low nature is good for figuring out skills more quickly. Having a high nature is good because you can use nature for a lot of stuff. So, all of you start with a base nature of 3. It is modified by
answers to these questions.
Yes. So, question one. Do you save for winter even if it means going without something now, or do you use what you have when you need it?
What does the mouse guard dictate I would do?
It's an individual personality choice.
Both are employed by the mouse guard.
So, I am going to go down the list. Natasha.
But I save.
Okay, if you save, then you can increase your nature by one, but you may not take the bold or generous traits.
Use what I want, or when I need it.
Okay, then you
I guess I'm up leave to four, your nature. I get down to two.
No, your nature stays at three. It doesn't subtract.
Oh, okay. Decrease. It's not a thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm seeing it now, decreasing, and it does not happen.
Really need to start taking better notes on this.
Ha ha.
Okay. Kevin?
I would save.
Okay. Increase your nature. You may not take that bold or generous.
You teach John to save also.
But he doesn't have to listen. John.
I did listen.
Okay. Increase your nature. Matt.
I also listened, so I do not save.
Okay. Your nature stays at three.
Oh, but I can take bold or generous traits.
Apparently.
I'm not bold.
Okay.
You might be generous.
When confronted, do you stand your ground and fight, or do you run and hide?
Natasha, I think you're first in the list.
I stand my ground.
Okay. Then no change.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Tom?
Stand my ground.
Unsurprising. Kevin?
Run, hide.
Okay. Increase your nature by one, decrease your starting fighter skill, if you take it, by one. John?
I'm afraid of running away. I stand my ground.
Okay. Matt?
I run and hide.
You're afraid of running away? That's like double your nature.
Predators will run after things that move.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Matt, you said you run away?
I do.
Okay. Increase your nature by one. If you take fighter skill, decrease it by one.
Oh, yeah.
Lastly, do you fear owls, weasels, and wolves? Natasha?
No.
Okay. Tom?
Can we come back to me? I'm having trouble thinking about this one.
Kevin?
No.
John?
Yes.
Increase your nature by one, you may not take the fearless trait. Matt.
No.
Okay.
Damn it, John. How can you possibly become a pathfinder or wayfarer if you fear the things of nature?
Well, we hopefully won't have to
see. Well, if Matt doesn't, then I guess I don't either, because I would have taught him not to.
You don't have to. You could.
No, I'm like, because it's between. I can't imagine if I've survived the war, I fear weasels.
You're a mentor, you could be like, be careful of this, and I'm like, why? It doesn't make any sense. Why would I be afraid of them? They're so nice. I'm naive and young.
Is there a difference between fearing something and knowing how dangerous it is, then?
Yeah, I would say you're cautious around something without being afraid of them.
Oh, okay, in that case, no.
Okay. Okay. Next up, you choose a mouse town or city in which your character was born.
Oh, God. How do I pick?
There's a list on 300.
I know. Well, it's also on 299. It's split.
I've already decided mine.
Okay. What town are you from?
I'm from Spruce Tuck.
tell us a little bit about Spruce Stock.
I like being inquisitive and rational.
Okay. Spruce Stock is known for its scientists, medicine, and scent concoctions that you guys use
for scent borders. They're the ones who make the deer urine scent border formula.
They are. Being from Spruce Chuck, you get to put a check in either the scientist skill or lore mouse skill, and you get to put a check in either inquisitive or rational.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have to decide. That's rough.
Yeah, and we will go into what checks do for you later on.
Okay.
What do these traits do?
Basically, if you can tie a trait into whatever you're doing, it provides you a bonus. There's no, like, written, like, rational gives you a +2 to looking at things. It's more like you can say, my character is rational and being methodic about taking this tracking role. So I want to invoke a trait bonus.
It's very similar to trying to, like, lobby for getting a bonus die for a trait in Burning Wheel.
Yeah.
Right. If you can make a case for why it would make sense, then...
I can understand something like Steady Paw, or Hard Worker, or Open-Minded. Well, not even... Actually, or Tough, but what about things like Open-Minded and, like...
They could be used
independent.
In, like, persuasion, or an argument, which is like Duel of Wits.
Yeah, there's social conflict, too. But yeah, there's actually 3 levels of each trait, so you can have it at different levels. At level 1 of a trait, you can, if you can tie it in, you can use it, get a +1 die to 1 test in the session. At level 2, you can get a +1 die anytime it's relevant. And at level 3, it's basically a call-on, where if you can come up with a compelling reason why it's tied in, you can use it to reroll all your failed dice.
Whoa!
All right, I see.
Anyone else know where they're from?
Yes. Copperwood. I'll take Smith and Independent.
Okay, one of the oldest cities and home to one of the 2 mines in the territories.
So between all the mice, there are only 2 mines?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They don't need a whole lot of iron.
It was honestly that or Shaleboro.
Shaleboro is the drunk town, right?
Yup. But it would make No. The way I see it is if I'm going to be a grizzled drunk, then I can't come from a place where people are responsible with alcohol.
Ha-ha!
Okay. Anyone else?
I'll be from... What is it? Port Sumac.
Okay.
Weather Watcher, Kevin?
Weather Watcher, Weather Sense. It makes sense for, you know, having a natural intuition for that sort of thing.
Indeed. Port Sumac is a busy little port town between Darkwater and Rustleaf.
Neither of which are described. And
that's not true! Wait, maybe, I don't know.
I know where I'm from.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Lockhaven, the home of the Mouse Guard.
Okay.
Oh, man, growing up around your superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Most of the people in Lockhaven are either members of the Mouse Guard or they're invited guests. Like, particularly talented, you know, tradesmen with skills useful to the guard can be invited to live there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't ask this when we were doing nature, but what's the 3/something?
Oh, your nature can be taxed. So, at the right side of the slash is your total. And then...
I see.
Your current.
Yeah, you can lose your humanity.
Or you can lose your mouse sanity.
Mouse sanity!
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it really is your humanity. You're not mouse...
The lower it is, the more humanity you have.
Yeah, but I thought it mostly just increases.
It can decrease too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it can be if you tax it so hard that it permanently drains.
Like resources.
Yes.
Like a burning wheel.
Okay, so do you know what skill and trait you're taking from Lockhaven?
Weaver is like making clothes, right?
Yep.
Weaving.
Then I'll be armorer and generous.
Okay. You can put a check in each of those. Wait, are you able to be generous? I can't remember if you save for winter.
I don't.
Oh, no, you don't. Okay. John?
From Ivydale. Harvested grain. The mills, or maybe the pestles. I'm not sure whether mice have mills. They probably do.
They do.
Yeah.
They're made of pebbles instead of big rocks.
Skill, harvester, trait, hard worker.
Okay.
I put a check mark on each one.
So that's everyone, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now we get into starting skills.
Well, okay.
Okay. So there is a list on 301. I'm not going to read it all out. It's areas in which you are naturally talented.
I choose two.
Yes. Tender paws and guard captains choose two. Guard mice, patrol guard, and patrol leaders choose one. Area of natural talent. And basically put a check in it. The more checks you have in something, the more skilled you are.
Pathfinder, then.
I got my check.
Survivalist.
I got survivalist and healer.
You can't have more than five checks in any one thing.
I don't.
Okay.
Where do I know checks on this fill-in character sheet, by the way?
I'm just putting it in the rating for now.
Yeah, it's basically just for character creation. When we're done with all of this, you're going to total off all the checks in each skill and then add one. And that's your skill rating.
I see.
What's the distinction between survivalist and harvester for the purposes of gathering food?
Harvester would probably be a farmer. And the survivalist is a forager.
Yeah, out in the open kind of thing.
I would assume, I don't know.
Harvester might be better for like collecting special ingredients as well, whereas survivaling is just
improvising in
whatever
harsh
you
conditions.
Can find that is mm-hmm. suitable.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I'm looking what it says. Under the harvester skill, blah blah blah, these mice make forays into wilds and gather grain, seeds, roots, herbs, and other necessities. And okay, so survivalist does not really include gathering food. Survivalist knows how to make shelters, find water, build fire, and jury-rig tools.
Hmm.
Although you can always use your nature to gather food. Because that's something in mouse nature.
Hmm.
Mice just love gathering food.
Yes.
You could say they squirrel it away.
Because they're, you know, they're similar animals. They're nature. Are there squirrels that we can fight?
Or yes.
Talk
they
to?
Kill your babies.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk to them because they're not weasels or mice.
Mouse babies.
No!
Is it possible to use the lore master skill to communicate, or lore mouse skill to communicate with non-mice animals?
What skill is that?
Lore mouse.
Oh shit, I guess I'll put it into lore mouse then.
What was your first one?
I was gonna be a healer, but I think I'll pick lore mouse instead.
I dibsed it.
Yeah, I'll be a survivalist, but I assume the reason why you would be a survivalist is because I am as well.
No, this is just an area of natural talent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what spoke to me, so I chose it.
Later on we get into like, what is your mentor, stress and training and stuff. But this is just something you're naturally into. Everyone picked their natural talent?
Mm-hmm. Hunter, then.
Okay. What is your parents' trade?
Tender mice choose two!
Yes, tender mice choose two. Everybody else gets one. And there's a list of...
I've ever made.
The trades. You might not feel that way later.
I know, I've read this already. Mm. Well, one was an armorer, obviously.
Hell, but of course.
Other parent. These are very boring jobs.
These are like
jobs. These aren't skills.
Even insectrist?
I'm actually looking that up right now.
Do we enslave insects with
yes.
that?
Yes. It's like animal husbandry, right?
Yes.
Basically, they're like pets.
They breed and keep beetles and crickets as both work animals.
What page is the skill list on?
Two.
Something. Oh, I found it. I got it. Time to find insectrist.
That's 246.
I'm just going purely on what sounds like a fit for my character.
I can ride spiders! Okay. I got mine.
You're insectrists. Your parents were insectrists.
Well, one was. And the other was an armorer.
All right.
Never learned to read. I went too far.
Okay. Who else knows their parents' professions? Or profession?
What do you Smith.
Got?
All
right. Harvester and Miller.
Okay.
Seems kind of silly that I'm writing the skill down and then putting a check mark next to it, because it already has a check.
Yeah.
Being written down.
I'm going to go with a cartographer.
Okay.
Cartographer.
Nope, a cartographer.
I was going to slide.
I think my dad was an apiarist, because that sounds awesome.
You and your damn bees.
Yes.
No, not the bees!
In case someone doesn't know what an apiarist is, for some reason, it's basically a beekeeper. Not that we didn't all learn that word in kindergarten.
Natasha wanted to be a beekeeper. She inquired about taking classes.
Oh god, bees are awesome.
So she's just playing Natasha as a mouse. It's done.
I always play my same age.
Okay. So, everybody picked what their parents did? Or do?
Yep.
How do you convince people that you are right or do what you need? Either deceiver, orator, or persuader. Patrol leaders and guard captains choose two. All others choose one.
Oh, now comes the bill. For being a tender boss.
Orator
and
persuader.
Shut up! I have always taken one. It sucks. Don't be a guard mouse.
I'm gonna go with deceiver and persuader.
Just persuader here.
Oh, Kevin, did you bump up to being a patrol leader?
No, he's a patrol guard. Patrol.
Mice. Guard
mouse, I thought.
Patrol
guard.
Oh, wait.
Second
leader,
step of guard mouse.
Takes
I only get one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you don't have tenure yet.
Deceiver.
You don't
Come on, deceiver.
Then persuader it is.
Ah, no.
Well, you're killing me, Smalls.
Killing me, Kevin. You gotta be a deceiver.
We need one.
Otherwise, how will we complement each other's skills? Like,
shouldn't the gristled drunk be the deceiver?
Yeah, probably. Actually, instead of Orator, I'm probably going to take Persuader and Deceiver instead of Orator.
That's I'm taking idea. Orator, then.
Orator!
It's just Deceiver sounds like I lie, but I don't really want to do that.
I want to do Orator,
Deceiver
too.
Deceiver also includes, like, intimidating and ugly truth kind of thing.
Anytime you hear something that you don't want, so you can just act drunk.
Hey. That wouldn't make me a reliable leader at all. The only reason I'm seen as a drunk is because I pour 40 for everyone I've seen die.
Well, okay.
Okay. Oh no, I have to give a choice to Tom here.
Yes. With whom did you apprentice for the guard? What was that mouse's trade?
Smith.
This is actually before the tender paw becomes your trainee.
Oh, okay.
The first step to joining the guard is everybody is apprenticed to a some sort of tradesman. So basically your first thing is you make baskets or armor or smith for the guard before you're allowed to go out on patrols as a tender paw.
So I don't have to do whatever Tom does.
You're about to.
I'm about to do whatever Tom does?
That's the next step.
Oh, okay, that's the next one. Okay, so this one I can choose whatever.
Yes. Basically, when you joined the guard, you were matched up, apprentice to a senior artisan.
I was already a talented armorer, so I think that I learned from my parents, and I'm just good at it, so I'll take another check there.
Yeah,
it's silly to have more than three checks, right?
You're capped out at five. Five is
I'm going to say continuing the lineage cartographer.
Yeah.
That is a
and
lot
I mean,
checks.
It's sensible.
That, likewise. Like,
if they have the option to do it, they will put you with someone that who does what something you are already familiar with, so you can be useful right away. But in times of great need, it's like, you know, we have a famine, we need lots.
I wish they had numbered the steps, because I like to number them on the paper that I'm writing, but I don't know if I'm in the right spot.
Okay.
Yeah. Mentor.
I'm also going to need to have to name all of these people, so enjoy
Crap!
That.
Already naming them.
Oh, nice. I already named my mentor, because it's Tom's character.
It's actually a later thing in the book that they make you come up with names, but obviously you can name them now if you want. Okay, everybody picked who they're apprenticed to?
Yes.
What did your mentor stress in training?
Please don't say Smith. Oh, thank God it's not a choice.
Each guard mouse is trained by a mentor. Tender paws and patrol leaders choose two. All others choose one.
Veteran instructor.
So people who are tender paws may want to ask their mentors what area of focus they emphasized.
Oh, don't say instructor. That doesn't make any sense.
Fighter and instructor.
That's so stupid. No, oh, my fighter is already minus one.
Taught to be a person who teaches fighters.
I guess.
I'd like to be a fighter for one, at least.
Yeah. I don't know, you would be like, hey, I'm a teacher, I better teach them how to teach.
And what they take does not have to be what you take. Because patrol leaders are kind of choosing what they emphasize and what they learn from their master, but the tender paws are taking what their mentors are emphasizing for them. So, I mean, it may even be a situation where a mentor is like, I'm shitty at being a healer, so you need to learn that.
Or, like, my dude is skittish in a fight, so you would be like, well, maybe you should stand back and use a bow or something.
Or maybe you really need to learn how to be a fighter.
That, too. It's
I'm
like,
gonna go...
What would you do, grizzled drunk?
Nope. I'm gonna go scout.
Yeah, instructor and fighter.
Fighting was not important for us.
In the Weasel War, it sure was.
You couldn't be like, well, I'm drunk all the time, so you should probably learn some hangover remedies. Like, you're just going to be like, well, I already know how to fight and instruct, so that's what you're learning. It's the end of the...
That kind of does sound like an old drunk's teaching methods.
All right. Fighter and instructor. You suck, Tom.
What?
Worst mentor ever. I'm losing faith in you as a mentor.
I don't even see what your I don't see what your problem with this is. If you actually have a problem with it, present it to me, and I will gladly make a different choice.
You're just not stressing talents that my mouse is good at.
So it sounds like I'm telling you to cover bases that you are weak in.
Well, okay.
Okay. So, what kind of experience do you have in the guard? Here is a skill list you can choose from of all the guard-related shit, and you get to take a number of checks depending on your ranking. Tender Paws, 3. Guard Mouse, 6. Patrol Guard, 8. Oh. Patrol Leader, 9.
Wow, I get very few checks here.
You're a Tender Paw. Oh, there's also some special stuff you can add based on your rank. So Tender Paws add labor up to the list. Guard Mice add Haggard, blah blah blah, you guys are literate.
Wait, so I have to take laborer as one of my checks, or is that in addition to my
you
checks?
You can there's that list of, like, 8 things.
Oh, it's just one of my choices in addition to that list.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can choose the same one multiple times?
Until you go up to 5.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Well, you know, I want to do what my dad says, so I'll take fighter once, because mentor Mick Drunkenson says I should.
Ooh, healer, I'm gonna haggle.
I'm not good at fighting, so I'm going to have wounds.
Yeah. Hmm.
Number 03.
At this point,
man,
why you pick is Tender Paw. Keep in mind, Tender Paws have good health, which is everything physical. So you're young and vibrant, and not a grizzled old drunk. So grizzled old drunks may be stubborn and be more socially experienced and have more skills, but they also don't bounce back the way they used to.
What does scout entail? Is that, like, sneakiness?
Get up on the skill list for you.
I don't remember what page it's on. That's what I'm looking at for you. Oh, you're so generous. I think I found it, though. Maybe I'll find it first. Scout! Yes! Adept at spotting. It's observation and stealthy in one skill.
It's also one of the primary skills used if you get into a chase conflict.
Oh, scout sounds nice.
I'm going to scout.
Got a metagame for at least one choice, right?
Or all of them, really.
That's not nice to say. I'm a tender paw, that's not... There's no way that can be a metagaming choice. They're very low on the number of skills.
Scout? It seems worth it.
I don't even get a specialty.
I don't get a specialty either.
Yeah, has everybody picked their
number
card experience?
Specialty?
I'm still debating.
I'm just going to mark down a sad face for this step.
Well, maybe you can discuss it with the rest of the group. What are you considering?
I just want to find where Scout is. I don't know what page it is. I'm lost.
Scout is the skill for chase.
Yeah, scenes. But what page is it on?
I already left that page. I don't know. It's observation and stealthy combined from Burning Wheel.
Well, there's this thing called an index, which says 252.
Oh, snap.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, hey! Wow! Alright.
Scout is adept at spotting predators on the prowl, sneaking behind enemy lines, trailing targets, and finding hidden things.
Oh, I want to be a scout, but I also like fighting. Decisions.
Do both.
Well,
you get 6, don't you?
Yeah, but I already picked Haggle, and I definitely want to put 3 into something as awesome as Scout, because scouting is awesome. Let's see, fighter. Mice are not natural fighters. Their fighter skill teaches them to overcome their natural inhibitions so they can capture, disable, or even kill an opponent. By using their bear claws!
I only get one.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind is You can use your nature for almost anything. It just might tax your nature. Well, really, you can use your nature for anything. And, I mean, you can always make beginner's luck tests. So just because you don't have a skill doesn't mean you're going to be barred from doing that thing.
Oh, I have to tally now.
I already did specialty because I got a sad face for that one.
Okay, so...
Alright, I think I'm done.
Right, so specialty. Each player, except for Tenderpaws, may check... add one check to a skill from the list below. No two players can have the same specialty.
I think Kevin should be Pathfinder.
Yeah.
I'll take Hunter.
Motherfucker, be fighter or instructor. You made me take that shit. That's what you're gonna be.
No, actually, yeah, it makes sense. I'll take instructor then, yeah. Good point. Take me out of my dreams to be a hunter.
Do you instruct him on the proper imbibition of liquor?
No, I think the idea is supposed to be that as a patrol leader, I'm a teacher. At least that was what I got out of it, was that it seems like if you want, you should set an example for other people.
Drunky.
Caught him out of down whiskey like a real mouse.
Oh, no.
Natasha,
so not very well then.
Maybe I want to be either scout or survivalist. I have both of those.
Oh, what a good healer am I.
Scout or survivalist?
I'm not that good of a healer, by the way. Don't count on me for things.
Well, it sounds like you were sort of paranoid and sneaky, which to me sounds...
Yeah. It could be both, because scouts go behind the lines and deceive the shit out of sabotage and stuff.
Deceive the shit out of sabotage and stuff.
Just pretend connection issues cut out some intervening words.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I only have one check of survivalizing. Shit.
Check out survivalist and read more about that.
I'm a little bit boned for surviving.
Well, you guys can start your tallies. Count up your check marks for each skill and add one. That is your total starting rating for that skill. The maximum rating per skill is 6.
Insectrist. I wrote inspectrist because I don't know how to spell.
So you... inspect.
Thanks. Can that count as an extra check in scout?
No.
Oh. I think I have written down all the things in my tally.
Okay. I think I'd rather be a scout than a survivalist. But if you wanna call scout, go ahead.
Wait, what?
Did you want to be a scouter?
I don't get the specialty. I'm a baby.
Oh, you're a baby. I'll be a scout. Cool.
So is everybody tallying?
I'm tallying.
I'm tallying.
I have a good harvester, a mediocre fighter, and laborer.
A and bad hunter. Fighter.
One, Kevin, what are you good at?
4! Whoa!
I'm very good at pathfinding. Pretty good at cartographing, watching the weather, survivaling, and scouting. Not a very good fighter or persuader.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you decide, I think I'll pick up haggling, does that count as a check?
What?
What do you mean?
I was under the impression you had to open a skill and then add checks on top of that. But this is open with one check in, if that's my question.
Yes.
Yeah, one check. If you put a check in something, then it starts at a rating of 2.
Oh, sick. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, snap. Alrighty.
I'm a pretty shitty haggler. But at least I know how.
What?
Tenderpaw is what I am.
But what are you good at, Tenderpaw?
I am kind of decent at armor-ring, and a little bit less decent at fighter and healer, and then passable at instructing and scouting and survivaling.
Okay.
And insectrizing.
I'm gonna not be a haggler, and then I should be a haggler. I have two skills with one. That makes me sad.
Well, they start out at a rating of two. Because it's number of checks plus one.
Oh.
What if the checks was zero?
Right? Like, you open it and then there are no checks.
You don't open it if it's zero.
If you put a check in something, then it's a rating of two.
Oh! Gotcha. Okay. Never mind. Cool!
Oh, I get wises? I get wise.
Okay. Is everybody done tallying?
Yes.
Okay. Next are wises. Wises are sort of general use skills that if you can make a case for them, you can use to help your other skills. It's basically the entire fork system in this game. And you get a number of wises dependent on your rank. Well, it's a number of checks, and it works the same way as other skills. That you can distribute the checks.
Add one to determine the starting rating.
Tenderpaw gets one, Guard Mouse gets two, Patrol Guard gets three, Patrol Leader gets four. And then there's a list of example wises. I'm going to pick on someone. John.
Freezing wise.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Because I froze and starved during the winter where the weasels invaded.
Kevin.
Hold on, there's a lot. I have to choose three.
Or you can choose the same one certain times.
Twice? What? You can do that?
Yes, it's checks. Fucking checks and shit, man.
Didn't you just do that to become a good scout?
Well, I think she took scout in multiple category steps.
Yeah, but okay. Let's just not question my character sheet, okay? It's fine.
I'm gonna go. Notes?
She doesn't want to talk
one
about it.
One of mine is gonna be Flash Flood Wise, because those things are dangerous.
Well, so are forest fires.
We're used to getting flash floods in Port Sumac.
That's true.
As you all know.
Because of the runoff down to the ocean. Tide, lakeside, whatever it's a port at. Smokey the Bear says mouse honey tastes good.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I'm checking my checks to make sure that I'm not doing too many.
I have my check checked.
I do not. I mean, I do, but I'd rather recheck them later on.
Okay. Matt, you only have one check, so what is she getting?
I have one check. It's Mouse Guard Wise. I so want to graduate and be a good Mouse Guarder. Okay. I am so studious about the Mouse Guard.
Natasha?
Bird Wise twice.
Okay.
Because birds.
Noted.
I'm also going to take Pathwise.
Sticking with the theme.
Yep. I think at this point I've almost spent more time running around outdoors than doing anything else. Okay, certainly in the mask guard, that's what I do. And why not open ground wise?
Okay.
Because open ground is scary, there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
Copperwood wise?
Requires expertise.
Copperwood, the drunk town.
No, it's the town I came from. Predator wise, war wise, and tenderpaw wise.
Okay. Okay, since there still seems to be some confusion on it going in the chat box. The rating in a skill is equal to the number of checks you have in it, plus one. That's it. Anything you didn't put any checks in, you do not have that skill. If you have checks in it, you have a rating of number of checks, plus one.
I have a question with these wises. Are we just putting them at one, or are we putting checks on them?
You put
You're
checks
putting
on.
Checks, and then you open it at checks plus one.
So two. Okay.
So it's two.
Okay. Everybody clear on how skill ratings happen?
Mm-hmm. Sure,
I got it.
Okay. Guard resources.
Oh no.
The base is determined by your rank.
That'll happen.
Tenderpaw 1, Guard Mouse 2, Patrol Guard 3, Patrol Leader 4, Guard Captain 5.
This Tenderpaw thing really isn't panning out.
Yeah, kind of terrible.
No, it's alright. Resources is. Nah.
Did you notice that?
Money.
Laborer was specifically added to the tenderpaw list. We're just slaves.
We're not slaves. We're workers to improve. You know,
fine. Indentured servants.
Okay. I'm going to run through these questions real quick. So everybody knows their base. If you practice a trait in the winter, a trade in the winter, like weaving, smithing, or pottery for the guard, increase your resources by one. You must have the skill for the trait in question. You may not take the leader trait to start because you're too busy.
Ha ha ha. Oh, I got this shit.
I'm just going to run through all. You guys can tell me what you took at the end.
Is winter harvesting a thing? Like harvesting squirrel caches or something?
No, not really.
Is winter armoring a thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Then, fine.
Oh, you can winter weather watch.
That is not a trade. No. A trade. Are your parents smiths, politicians, merchants, or apiarists?
Nope.
Is an armorer a smith?
Nope.
What?
I think this is not commercially oriented. I think the mouth guard's gonna buy your stuff, and they don't have any money anyway.
Okay.
Yes. If so, increase your resources by one. Your parents must be noted of the noted trade and may not be in the guard. Do you like to buy gifts for yourself and your friends?
No.
If so,
no.
Increase your resources by one.
How's Tom going on this one?
Can I do both?
Yes, because what few that I have, I treasure.
What do you mean, can you do both?
Can I also be thrifty?
That's...
buying gifts on a budget.
It's a separate question. They're not mentioned to each other. So
you're every shopkeeper's worst nightmare.
She haggles.
I know how to haggle.
She's a haggler. So yeah, are you thrifty? If so, increase your resources by one. You may not take the generous trait to start.
I already took the generous trait, so my hands are tied here.
Have you ever been in debt, or are you generally bad with money? If so, decrease your resources by one.
No.
Bar tab.
Nope.
Do you always...
as much as you'd like to think so.
He buys each drink with cash.
Yeah, yep. He gets paid well. Better than you.
Yeah, patrol leaders get a lot of resources.
Holy shit, he's got mad money.
I'm starting with 6, actually. And that's only because I chose... was not to increase it beyond what, like, my parents do, because I have smithing and my parents were smiths.
Do you always pack carefully for a journey, ensuring you have everything you need? If so, increase your resources by one. You may not take the bold or fiery traits to start.
Yes, always. Fucked if I don't.
Wow. I'm playing a game where I actually have resources. This is exciting.
I follow the Mouse Guard packing list to a T.
Okay.
They say to bring a flashlight, I bring a flashlight, even though I'll never use it.
Yeah, I never bother, because Kevin's character brings everything.
Don't bring that into it, Kevin.
Yes. Keep in mind that you're mice, and you basically wear a cloak and maybe a belt, so your carrying space is limited. Most mice just basically scavenge up whatever they need. Like, oh, I need a boat, I will make one out of this leaf.
Where are you going to get a leaf? Shoes,
I'm going to make some out of these acorn caps.
But having everything you need, it's really subjective. Like, I don't need a toothbrush, but for some mouse, maybe they do.
Mice don't have toothbrushes.
Because some of them have awful halitosis.
Wait, hold on. Mice, don't they need to gnaw? Because their teeth just keep growing?
That's why I bring an acorn cap to gnaw on. Duh.
Yeah. So a toothbrush I don't think would be very imperative for a mouse.
I wear it on my back and it doubles as a shield.
Okay, anyway.
Shame you guys aren't here because I have a ton of mouse minis that Georgie painted.
Oh, wow. God, that's the most adorable thing ever.
Why do you have those?
Because they were adorable. So Georgie.
She just elected to paint mouse minis?
Yeah, it was around when Mouse Guard came out, they released a line of minis that were all little mouse people.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Natasha, what's your resources?
5.
John?
2.
Tom?
6.
Shit!
Matt?
2.
Kevin? 4.
Can it be 0? Could it be, potentially?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I guess if you were a low rank and took things that decreased it. Circles!
Ugh.
Tender balls start with 1, guard mice 2, patrol guard and patrol leader circles 3. Modified by these doodle bombs.
For God, that's probably gonna go down.
Is your mouse gregarious? Does he have a lot of friends? Does he make friends easily?
No.
If you answered yes to one or more of these, increase your circles by 1. You may not take the bitter or jaded traits.
I need the bitter trait.
I need the jaded trait.
Why? Why do you need to be bitter?
Because half my town starved to death, and I spent the winter shivering in a hollow tree.
Hmm. I'm gregarious, certainly.
Okay. Do you have strong ties to the guard? Perhaps a family tradition or allies within the guard? If so, increase circles by 1. Either your parents must be in the guard, or your mentor must be family.
I feel like no.
I'm a legacy entry.
I feel no.
Who could get by on his own merits.
that chooses not to?
No, I do. Shut up. Not playing Martin again.
You could. Well, there's no magic.
Martin Mascard. Oh, like that would change much.
Has your character accomplished some great task in the guard? Does he already have a reputation? If so, increase circles by one.
I'm gonna go with no.
As a patrol leader, I probably would.
Yeah, you probably have.
Yeah, you're a war
if
veteran.
If you're that old.
You have a reputation for being a drunk.
Well, no, drunken he probably master. Did some kick-ass things in the war. There's a reason he lived through everything that killed all of his friends.
Yes, I have quite a bit of ability to fight and teach people how to fight.
I do win the drinking contest every year.
Does your character have powerful enemies in the territories? If so, reduce circles by one.
The territories mean
not the enemies.
Territories.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I haven't done enough to make enemies.
Anyone have powerful enemies?
No.
Who would be enemies with a cartographer?
Someone who wants the borders drawn a little bit that way.
A rival cartographer.
But I'm...
Has your character been convicted of a crime?
No.
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 Any criminals here?
Nah.
No. Is your character a loner, tough, and cool?
Nope.
Yes.
Do I have to be all those?
A loner, tough?
Or can I just be a loner?
I guess just be a loner is fine. If so, reduce circles by one. You may not take the extrovert trait.
I suppose I am, just because grizzled. All my friends are dead. Wah!
Are we on step 16, the next one?
I don't know, they're not numbered.
I'm numbering them.
Okay, everybody determines their circles?
Quite.
Natasha.
Oh, I'm first.
You just said you had it.
I do. I just embarrassed because it's so low.
One.
Oh, well.
No need to be embarrassed.
Three.
Okay. Matt?
Two.
Kevin?
Three.
Natasha.
Oh, shit. Didn't she already say two?
It was two.
Oh, I didn't hear you. You said it. Okay. I thought you were just being bashful again. Okay.
I'm very scared for a moment.
Mouse traits.
Oh!
Hey, you can choose a variety of traits or choose one or two traits multiple times. Each time you choose a trait, you increase its value. There are three ranks of traits. The first rank of a trait gives you a +1 die once per session in a situation where the trait would be useful to the task at hand. The second rank gives you a +1 die for every roll where that ability would be of an ability that would be appropriate to the trait. The third rank lets you re-roll all failed dice from one roll appropriate to the trait once per session. And here's a massive list of traits. Choose a quality to be born with.
I kind of want to be something useless, like long-tailed. But I also want to be sharp-eyed. Diminutive pod. There is a short. I figured that was probably as close as it gets.
What is...
Yeah.
We're choosing one, yes.
Yes. Choose one quality you were born with. And just shout it out.
Sharp-eyed.
Do I have to shout, or can I just...
You can just say it.
Driven.
Okay.
Jaded.
Born with It?
Or sure Born with It? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Life on the Road. No, Born with It is,
Born jaded. No. Came out of the womb with just a scar.
Do you actually have to be born with the trait, literally?
Yes, it's from the list.
Calm.
Dead?
Compassionate.
Okay.
What?
Like tough.
Okay. Next up, just for the tender pause, something you learned or inherited from your parents.
I got a choice here!
Okay. Got it. Oh, generous. I chose generous.
Okay. John?
Fearful.
That's grim.
I got a sad face for this next one, too.
Yeah. Life on the Road. Most of this. Tom. Pick a trade.
That's jaded.
Okay.
Independent, compassionate, jaded.
Guard voice and tender pause. Oh, no, I think Kevin gets it, too.
Oh, yeah, Kevin is a... No, it's... Patrol leaders and guard captains, not patrol guard.
Also choose a trait that represents... And then it says guard mice and tender paws and not make this selection.
Oh, that's me! That's weird.
You're a guard mouse. You don't make the selection.
I'm assuming it's just for patrol leaders.
And guard captains.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. We could leave it up to vote. I mean, I'm okay with Kevin taking a life on the road trait.
Yeah, me too.
Anyone else? Okay.
Kevin, take a trait. Cool. Winston, shut up.
I don't think that's on the list.
Oh no, I've really messed up my numbering system. Each black heading is a number, not each red heading.
Ooh, how about this natural bearings, Kevin?
Yeah, natural bearings seems very appropriate for something learned.
Okay.
It's gonna be so much more than 21 steps.
We need names.
Simon.
Giddy. Hey, here's a good idea. How about you all yell it out at once? That seems like
Simon. Walman. Ragalock.
Simon.
It's like Walman with a W.
I will calmly wait for everyone to quiet down.
Walman. Kevin.
Walman.
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 I got dipped on Simon. If anyone else says it, then I'll kill your character in the first session.
Simon.
Okay. Walman. Simon.
I have a cat named Simon.
My parents were Simon.
What the fuck kind of name is Walman?
Semolina.
It's a mouse with a W.
Semolina is a type of wheat.
Tom.
Albus.
Albus?
It's not on the list, but it sounds cool. And my parents' names are Karen and Silas. But Karen spelled with a C.
Wait, isn't parents' names later?
Yeah, but I'm helping for later on, crap.
Okay. I am also going to make you guys send me your character sheets at some point. Okay. Natasha?
Myra.
Myra. And John.
Ragalock. Spelling in chat.
Ragalock.
Yep. It's a name.
Ragalock. Ragalock. Why do you do these things to me?
Hey, I wasn't even trying that time. There's no multilingual puns in this one.
That makes everyone feel better. Ragalock. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, was Bayard a multilingual pun?
No.
he's referring to Weezer Scherzer from our Kingmaker game.
Who you know that your name is just going to end up. Your name is just going to end up being Rags.
It's not that hard to say this time.
Glock.
There's no.
Glock. Sorry, I was excited.
It's just Rag with an aspirated H and a lock sound.
Yep. Rags.
Her color. Kevin, what's your fur color?
Brown. I'm going to go with kind of a lighter brown.
John, what's your fur color?
Dark brown.
Well, I guess I should learn character names. Aldous, what's your fur color?
A-L-B-U-S. Albus.
Albus, okay.
Like a certain wizard.
Albus. Albus is a wizard?
What's your fur color?
Gray.
Gray? Okay. Simon?
White.
No way!
Albino?
It's symbolic. No, just a white mouse. It's a thing that happens.
Ask the question.
It's not, the answer's not yes.
Myra. I also want it to be white.
You can be white.
Can we both be white? Is that okay?
That's fine. I feel
like there's a limited supply of the genes for a white coat.
It's uncommon.
There aren't that many mouse colors, so... Okay. Parents' names. Walmond.
Simon and Semolina.
No.
Why not?
Wait, so we have two Simons?
Salmonella.
Why not?
Fine. Whatever. We'll just kill your character. You're gonna get crushed by a moose. Ragalon.
Einen and Tlachtka.
You're killing me, sir. Yeah, type that in.
There are too many consonants and not enough vowels.
How many? Oh.
Albus.
Parents, or?
Oh yeah, you already told me.
Yeah.
Simon.
Taryn and Graham.
Is your last name Cracker?
Nope. What's a Taryn Cracker? What's a Simon Cracker?
Well, you are white.
Oh my god.
That's just racist. Myra.
Moira and Jasper.
Okay. Oh, great. More names. Okay. Senior Artisan.
Oh, boy. To the list.
Abram the Armorer. I've made my choice.
You know what? Write it on your sheets. And when you send it to me, I will have it.
Okay.
I do not need to do this out loud.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, I already did it out loud.
Fionn Hwala.
No.
Nervo Vespucci.
What?
I wouldn't mind subtle jokes. But Kevin jokes are never subtle.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of that.
Yes, but if you had named your mentor Mouse Vespucci, the cartographer, I would have gotten it. But you wouldn't have bludgeoned me with it.
Whoa, someone's running a vacuum.
Yeah, that's Kathleen vacuuming. And I feel like I should be helping her out because I believe she's cleaning up my cat's fur.
Wow, I couldn't even hear that.
Well, now you can.
I can just hear.
I still can. I have this in the background.
Mentor. You folks need a mentor, and that's easy for two of you.
Is it okay? Is it okay if my mentor is deceased?
That's fine.
You're like 60, dude.
I'm 43.
Oh.
I wasn't sure if that was, like, too old or anything like that. Or not.
Mine is Bartholomew.
Yeah, it's totally legit that your mentor is dead. Deceased. Okay. Here's some stuff I'm actually kind of interested in. You need to invent a friend who is a friend to your guard mouse. Someone who would help out your character without hesitation. Choose a name for him, pick his profession or specialty, and place him in or near one of the towns or cities on the map.
Vegan! I have to pick a specialty. And a name, and a place.
This is the hardest one.
No. There are harder ones. Baker.
I'm surprised they don't have bankers.
Mouse bankers?
Yeah.
It's really not lenders. A thriving mouse economy. Like,
it's the oldest profession, money lending.
That's true.
Wait,
I think you might be incorrect on that one.
I thought it was hooking.
Fine, second oldest profession.
Still incredibly incorrect.
I don't know that it's hooking.
What is the second profession after hooking?
Probably agriculture.
Farming? You think there were prostitutes before farmers?
Hooking is the oldest.
I don't know. It depends how you define profession, I guess.
And how you define prostitution. I mean, really, isn't that, like, what being taken as a mate is?
Yeah.
But
when you're living in a cave and the man is providing food and protection in exchange for you bearing him offspring.
This sounds like a discussion for not Mouse Guard.
Mice have babies.
I don't think mice have prostitutes.
I was gonna say, I don't think Mouse Guard had prostitution in mind when it was.
I missed that issue of the comic.
Terrible.
It was a fanfic edition.
Ugh. Roll 34. Is there a map?
I just said he was in Lockhaven because how else would I have known him? Because I was born in Lockhaven and trained in Lockhaven, so.
Yeah.
There are maps in, like, the comics. Without a comic.
Oh, whoopity do.
Okay, Thornwood. Shaleborough, that sounds cool.
The outskirts of Lockhaven. He's a baker. He bakes things.
Maybe he's from Wildseed. Wildsad?
How useless is baking?
Awesome!
It's yummy.
Oh, where's Lockhaven?
Great. Tell me about your friend.
Still working on it. I just got a name.
Tom.
It's close.
Oh. I have Gaunt. Or He is a childhood friend of Albus's, and he was his former second-in-command from the Weasel War, but he's gone on to head his own patrol that runs border maintenance between Copperwood and Lockhaven.
Okay.
Assuming all roads lead to Lockhaven.
They do.
Basically.
It's on the map that Nick linked.
Yep.
There's Wild Country. Are we going to go into Wild Country?
Oh, wait, is the dotted line the scent border, or is it just a thing that is...
It's labeled scent border, so I'm guessing
I can't see. Then in that case, it makes no sense for him to run maintenance between Lockhaven and Copperwood because of the way the map works. I'm sorry, I need to rework that.
You could just pick two places near the scent border instead.
I guess
Port Sumac and Restleaf.
I guess Pebble then instead. We
have patrols or escort merchants between those places.
Oh, okay. In that case, yeah, he runs patrol between Copperwood and Lockhaven.
Yeah.
Can I be best friends with the pony that lives in Apple Loft, or is that too weird?
Too weird.
That is too weird. Because a pony could crush you. Could not communicate with you.
I'm pretty sure I can talk to things, because I've got like a bazillion and lore mouse, yes. Yes, a little pony.
No.
Named Applejacks. Okay.
Kevin, tell me about your friend.
Okay. So, my friend is Eldrick. He's a haggler currently stationed in Darkwater. Well, not really stationed, but he makes his living out of Darkwater. He's a family friend, mostly a friend of my father's. He served as part of my father's crew because my father was more of a sailor cartographer, although I hate the ocean. And something happened at some point where he owes my dad a life debt.
Okay. John, if you come up with a ridiculous name, I'm going to hate you.
Full of waters.
You have.
From Elmwas, a doctor who went into the weasel-occupied town to save people, including me.
Okay. Matt, bizarre. Friend was a baker on the outskirts of Lockhaven.
Between Lockhaven and Ironwood.
Okay.
In a village between those places. A small village. It's not notable enough to be on the map. Which is why it's not on the map.
I think Ironwood is pretty small.
Is it? If it's small, then it can just be in Ironwood. The dot is decently sized.
There aren't smaller dots.
There could be. I mean, Lockhaven is a bigger dot.
There aren't. Anyway. Is it Ironwood?
Natasha, tell me about your friend.
I have a friend named Apple Bloom, who is a brewer in Blackrock.
Okay. Okay. Now, you need an enemy mouse.
Got this.
Tom, what do you got?
Farron, a tavern owner in Darkwater who has had to break up one too many bar fights that Albus was involved in.
Okay.
Is there, like, a honorable, like, the best graduates of the Mouse Guard Tender Paws each year or whatever?
Like, I see where this is going.
A title like that?
Sure. They can vote, like, Most Promising Young Guard Mouse or something.
Okay.
Or even if it's not official, they can always just be like a favorite.
All Where's the name list?
Joseph, a rival tender paw.
Okay. Kevin?
Jay?
Kevin?
Hold on.
Done.
This is so difficult.
Maybe it's actually Joseph. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Okay, here we go.
The door you've opened.
Okay, so mine is Dalton. Appear doing, you know, the same sort of job. And he's convinced that I got his spot in the Mouse Guard. He's still doing exactly the same thing in Mouse Guard, just not as high a rank. Currently performing operations out of Spruce Tuck.
Good old Spruce Tuck.
So he's a jealous mouse.
Where's yes. Spruce Tuck?
I'm oh, doing so his far job. Southwest. I have his rank. An asshole.
That's so inconvenient, though, because your friend is on the opposite side.
Well, you guys are the Mouse Guard. You'll be traveling around a lot.
Yeah, we'll pretty much be going everywhere.
But we'll never be in a situation where the friend and the rival enemy are at odds. You no, can't no,
they
call
can
on,
walk too.
You can't call on the friend to help you against your enemy.
It's not like they're shut-ins.
Yeah, well, and these are... They're designed to be enemies people us, you have animosity are. Towards, not, I'm going to kill you if I see you.
Abraham Lena. Is that in the list? No. I wish it were now.
John has your enemy.
Go. Oh, I want to make my friend a lady instead, because no one else has a lady.
Okay.
So it's Bryn.
Apple Bloom is a lady.
That doesn't sound like a lady. Well, it's too late. I already changed her name to Bryn, so she's Bryn, a baker.
So, Navanzado was the banker who loaned my parents the money for their mill, and they died before they could repay it, and now he's hounding me to pay back on the loan.
Okay.
It's unclear whether I actually have a legal obligation or not. Also, since my parents are dead to take the same spot, I'm adding the names Tordialabach and Cleodna, aunt and uncle.
John, you're awful. Stop with the names.
Yeah, I'm going to not pronounce any of these names correctly.
It's okay.
Not even out of spite. Which normally would be my motivation.
Well, I do like the name Abraham Alina.
That's a silly name.
Does Myra have an enemy yet?
Yes.
Good old Cinderella Aisha.
Wow.
Ariel. Our families hate each other. It's pretty standard fare.
Do you know why?
Really torn, like. Cause, I don't know, they used to be best buds, and then they went their separate ways because they plagiarism in the scientific journal. I don't know.
I mean, you may well not know. Like, 5 generations ago, a thing happened. And all that's been passed down is the animosity.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
The original reasons for that fight... Or just lost.
I mean, what's a mouse generation was? I guess 30 years? So, I mean, that's 150 years right there.
I'm gonna say it's because of plagiarism from a paper 5 generations ago. Oh, but nobody knows what the paper was on. How about that? Compromise?
And I'm sure Ariel's family says that your family was just trying to steal the idea. Or something.
Or something. You know how mice can be.
I do. Okay, people who aren't tender paws need to determine your cloak color. Your mentor gave you a cloak the day you were formally inducted into the guard. What color is it and why? What part of your personality made your mentor decide on that color?
Oh, no. Can somebody read my aura real quick?
I have a color.
Personality?
What's that?
Well, no, I have a good color. Okay, so in hex values, it's 0, 1, 42, 25.
But in words, it would be...
British Racing Green.
What the fuck?
What?
It's a good green, actually.
British? Really?
It's like a forest green. I don't know why you needed to go that complicated with that.
Ooh, that is a nice green.
Mm-hmm.
So, forest green, what does it represent about your personality?
Well...
Wow, he just said, fuck your weird-ass color.
He did. It says that I'm keen on nature and also a determined soul.
And racing.
And, yes. And I'm ostensibly British and racing. Very fast. Fast and good.
Okay. All
right, Tom? I have a hex code, though.
You don't need hex codes. I just need colors.
I absolutely would prefer not hex codes.
Yes.
But how will we know exactly what color it is?
Who gives a shit?
We need the Pantone spot color. The RGB sequence is imprecise.
A dark teal color.
Okay.
What if we gave it to you in CMYK?
Blue of the teal is for hope, and the green of the teal is for rebirth. To remind me that when all is lost, never forget that you can always start anew.
Okay. What is Myra's color?
Indigo. Because wow. I'm pensive and beautiful.
A mouse can be beautiful.
I don't get a clue. I'm pensive and thoughtful.
And moody.
Is indigo a moody color? Is that why royalty picked purple? Because they were moody bitches?
Brooding.
Okay. So everybody who has a cloak has picked their cloak color. I'm going to need to give you guys your mission.
Is it to find a new stock of British Racing Green dye?
Oh, please no. Not anything related to shades of green.
Okay, it is basically the beginning of spring. Things are thawing out, and your job is to deliver the first mail of the season. You're delivering portions of it to Elmos, Spruce Tuck, Door Gift, and Gill Pledge.
Oh, I have to look at these places.
Belief is an overarching ethical or moral stance.
Normally you guys don't make special runs to deliver the mail. It's just, you're heading out to Spruce Tuck, take this. But since there's been mail piling up all winter, you guys are...
Wait, what were those places again?
Spruce Tuck.
Elmos, Spruce Tuck, Door Gift, and Gill Pledge.
Oh no.
Elmos... did we skip beliefs and instincts, or did I fall asleep?
That's based on the mission.
Yeah, okay. Coming next.
Wait, Spruce Tuck and what else? Elmos?
Door Gift.
Dur- and the other one.
Gilmore.
Gilbledge. Okay, so we're going out west.
Where's this south- map?
Southwest. It's in the chat. It's the fall map. Dot- I'll just link it again because it's got scrolled up by Dancing Men.
Another assorted nonsense. I do have a nice printed map in front of me.
Yeah, my box.
Not Gilbledge, you say. Oh, God.
All right, so we have a mail delivery.
Indeed you do. So, you have your first mission. You need to write a belief. A belief for your character is based on how he views his role in the Guard. Belief is an overarching ethical and moral stance.
So it doesn't have to have anything to do with the mission.
No, it probably doesn't. Your beliefs aren't changed that much.
Okay.
Yeah. So what was a belief in Burning Wheel has been divided down into belief for the philosophical side of it, and then goals, and your goal will change every mission.
Ah.
Indeed. You only have one belief?
Yes, you only have one belief.
Oh my god. Does it have to be one sentence?
It should be around one sentence.
Can it have a comma?
Yes.
Okay.
It can even have a semicolon.
Whoa!
Nah, that seems excessive.
Can I make use of zeugmas to make it almost like many sentences?
This is zeugma.
The best part of speech.
What am I gonna say?
I got mine.
Okay, what is your belief?
Who, mine?
Yes.
Oh, that chain of command is what makes the Mouse Guard work. Obedience is important.
Okay.
Mine is, good planning is the best course of action.
Okay. Oh, maybe it's an R? The best preparation... Oh, I don't know how to say this. Good preparation is rational thinking and quick eyes.
Okay.
Safety is an illusion. It is better to face danger head on.
God damn it, you Grim.
Why are you my... Oh, wait, that's why you're my student. So we can beat that shit out of you.
Yeah. If you paired him up with Tom's character, he'd just kill himself.
Upon any natural hazard.
Well, yeah, you're right. Life sucks, then you die.
The Thomas character would be like, "What? No, what was the second thing?" Haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh. Mine is just, I bear my burdens alone that I may lose no more friends to my troubles.
Okay.
Oh, is that everybody?
Yes, it is. So next up is goal. Rate a goal for your character based on the mission you've been assigned. A goal is an objective you could feasibly accomplish in the near future via the actions of your characters.
Such as deliver the mail?
Yeah.
Well, it should be something specifically about the way that you want to go about doing it. Such as, I will ensure that none of my patrol mates come to harm, or... I will make sure that my mentor recognizes my talents on this mission. Or, I'm going to prove of how good of a fighter I am on this mission.
I got mine.
I do too.
Tom, what do you got?
It's a routine mission, but I must make it a lesson for Simon nonetheless.
Okay. Matt?
Make sure none of the mail is lost on this mission.
Okay.
I got mine. He shall take the speediest route, with or without paths.
Okay, that's cool.
They want their fucking mail. They've been waiting all winter.
Oh, no.
All winter. Would you want to wait all winter for your mail?
Those kind of paths are gonna...
Check yes if you're a rube.
They're gonna make us lose mail.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, we're in good hands.
Okay. Does Myra have a goal yet?
Yes.
What the fuck, though?
Ensure the route remains safe so others can continue to travel freely.
Okay.
Is it route? Can't it be both ways?
I believe so. Right to lock.
I will not show my fear while delivering the mail.
Okay. Now you guys need instincts. How does your character react? What has your guard mouse been trained to do? Write an instinct for your character. An example one is anticipate what the patrol leader needs. You can go sort of the always never route, or if this, then that. You guys have written instincts before. You only need to come up with one.
It's so hard! I can't choose! I want to do at least two.
Always try to face my fears.
Is that your actual instinct?
Is that a good one?
Yeah. That'll get you into plenty of trouble, and it says something about your character.
Then, yes, that's my actual one. Oh my god, gear. We have to choose gear? Are you serious?
You don't have to choose a lot of it. You're a mouse, you're tiny. You really don't care.
Our instincts.
But I don't know what the choices are.
For, like, the role-playing aspect instead of the...
Let me look it up in the index so I can find you exactly what instincts.
Okay. Because I want to create a burning wheel instinct right now, and I'm not sure if I should. How burning wheely it should be.
Oh, I should go to the index and find where gear stuff is.
Yeah, tell me what page that's on, Mishi.
Gear is on 34 and 312 and 273.
Check 273 and see if it's up there.
34 is not a helpful page.
To what was it? To what?
Yep. I'm gonna guess 273 is the operative one, because 300 whatever was where it said pick your gear.
273. No. Sample missions.
Maybe it's under equipment?
Okay, instincts are both characterization, and when you play your instinct, it earns you rewards, which are this game's art.
So they're like burning wheel instincts, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So something like always be on edge in what I know to be dangerous ground.
Yeah. That tells us something about your character, and it's likely to get you into violent conflicts or physical conflicts, what might be just social situations when you're not on edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go with that. Because I know the lay of the land. I know which grounds are dangerous, maybe.
I have one.
What? I must see everything.
Tom, what is your instinct?
Never place the mission above the mouse.
Nice.
Ooh, good one.
Like that.
That's a good one.
Oh man, that's so contrary to what guard mice are.
That's not true. Well, kind
it's always about the greater good.
Yeah, it's
one
always
mouse.
About, that's the thing.
Yes, yeah, that's going to be interesting, definitely. Natasha?
Keep one eye open, one eye to the sky, and one eye behind me. I must see everything.
Okay.
I was browsing the book. I could have sworn I saw a list of equipment.
Yeah, I'll cover that in a second. John?
I'm torn between always keep my weapon close to hand and don't run away. I think I'll go with the first one.
Okay. So, you guys need to pick gear. Your primary piece of gear is going to be your weapon.
Shield. It's a weapon.
It is.
What's it?
Wait! Minus one dice of health.
Whatever. I chose shield. I live with it.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so Matt, can you say the page so it actually breaks down what these things do?
I didn't see it on. It's on the fillable PDF character sheet.
Oh,
wait, does it have to be a fighting weapon?
Pretty much everyone in the guard carries some sort of weapon. The common choices are shield, knife, sword, staff, spear, hook and line, halberd, sling, and bow.
It's on the second page of that thing I just linked. It's just chart, but I don't know what else
it's
there
also
is.
Also on page 118.
118?
I'm right next to that.
Yes, page 118 breaks
so
down
close.
Exactly what weapons do. Weapons don't have different damages or adds or anything, they just provide bonuses. So, like, a spear, blah, 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 that's super complicated. Like, a hook and line gives you a bonus to maneuvers, but it's minus to attack because it's unwieldy. A shield gives you a big bonus to your defend, but it reduces your health because it's heavy.
Okay, and F is faint, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Do we only get one?
Yeah, you're probably only carrying one weapon. Keep in mind, you were a mouse. You are wearing, like, a cloak and maybe a pouch or a belt or something. The amount of stuff you can carry is very limited.
Yep, I'm taking a
but
stab.
I feel like a sling would take almost no room, because you've got a piece of cloth, and then you find projectiles as you go.
I'm fine with you carrying, like, a sling and, you know, a knife or something.
Cool. Yeah, some other small weapon.
Yep, staff.
Spear.
God damn it.
What?
Just took it.
It's okay if we use the same thing.
No, it's
use
not.
Halberd, it's more manly.
It's like showing up at the prom in the same dress as someone else.
No, it's like you're the bride at a wedding and someone shows up in the same dress as you.
Just
how is that even possible?
Someone else shows up in a wedding gown?
Tom, just use Halberd.
I don't even know. I can't actually
it's
read.
Like
the,
spear,
the
so it's like spear, but so much more manly.
It's on page 118. Basically, halberds can be used as either a spear or an axe.
That's pretty cool.
Ah, I see. But it says on I'm looking. So,
That's what a grizzled drunk would use.
Do I switch them from? Do I switch like from them, or are they used as a spear when it needs to be a spear, and as an axe when it needs to be an axe?
You choose what you're using it as before your first action in a fight. So at the start of a fight, you decide if you're going to wield it like a spear or an axe.
I see.
It is what a grizzled drunk would use.
What's everybody else using? Kevin's using a staff.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go with sling and knife. Mm-hmm.
John's using a spear. What are you using, Matt?
A shield, because I'm skittish.
Oh. I guess I will use a sword.
Gotta hide behind something.
Okay.
What's your mousy nature at?
3?
Simon.
4?
Oh.
That's pretty mousy.
Okay. It's somewhat mousy. Could be mousier.
Then you choose your non-weapon equipment. Do you have any other tools or devices you carry for your job?
For my job?
Mouse, definitely.
Can I have, like, a knife for cutting stuff up to survivalize it?
Sure. Like a carving knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Mavs survival knife.
What page is this?
Can mice make fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a civilization.
Bat.
Oh, I need fire-making tools, too. Can I carry that, or is that too many things?
You can carry that. The general rule is, if it doesn't fit on your character sheet, you can't take it.
But I can fit a lot of things on my character sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can write really tiny.
That's sort of violating the spirit of the rules.
Also, my character sheet is issued in a notebook paper.
Oh.
Yeah, I meant in the little gear space on the actual character sheet.
See, on the fillable PDF from the Burning Wheel site, it's like you fill in the gearbox, but if you go too long, it turns into a scrolly box. So
maybe the rule should be you need to draw an actual size in that box.
Well, I have
that might work because we're mice.
I have light armor, so that doesn't work.
Anyway, I'm only taking a small sack.
Okay.
I'm gonna one-up you and take 2 sacks.
I'm gonna one-up you both and take a satchel.
You guys can also take armor. Is a thing that you can wear. Basically, you can either take light armor or heavy armor.
Armor? But that just prolongs the inevitable.
You are nuts.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take armor.
Mouseketeer, you should take armor.
If you're interested in armor, it's on page 119. Basically, it makes you a little bit tougher in a fight, but also is heavy and clumsy.
Yeah. I'm young, I can take the health penalty. I'll wear light armor.
I'm so young, too. It's great.
I prefer not to take armor.
Okay.
I'm taking light armor.
Does everyone have their gear?
I have 4 things, I think. 4. Is that a fire tools, like fire making stuff? Okay. Shield, light armor, and a carving knife.
That seems fine.
Oh, can I have a bag, too, to carry other things if I find them or want to bring them?
Like a sack or a satchel or something?
I don't have a cloak, so I can wear a backpack on my back.
That's adorable.
I have a sword, light armor, a small knife, and a hip pouch.
Are grappling hooks things? Can I have a grappling hook?
Isn't that hook and line?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Also, what about trail rations? Yeah, should we...
Do we include those?
Basically, you scavenge as you go.
Okay. But what if I'm conservative and bent on preparing? Can I take, like, part of a nut?
I'd say awesome bread.
I'd say if you're super conservative, write down that you packed something for yourself. I mean, you won't be able to carry enough food for everyone.
Yeah. Because as someone who is used to going out into the wilderness and, well, unknown parts of the wilderness, I think that I would do that.
Well, you know what would be great is if we had one of those World War II multi-tools that are like a spade and also a knife and also like a...
E-tool.
Yeah, trenching tool.
Thank you.
Those are used today.
I was not sure if their quality had improved over 1945.
Okay, have a handheld mechanical calculator.
Probably has diminished.
Because can I have a watch?
Fixed. It's now folding.
Do mice have watches?
Doubt it.
Why would you have a watch?
I don't know. Because I want to know what time it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring along my iPad.
No.
Since you have a GPS, it's your Pathfinder.
How about a flare gun?
Ooh, you're flare right. Gun. I should have an Android tablet we have so compasses? I can get Google Maps.
You do not have compasses. You find your direction by reckoning. That's why you have Kevin's character. Kevin's character is your GPS.
I am Google Maps. We are
How is compass might actually be reasonable.
I don't have that much faith in Kevin's sense of direction.
What
do mice usually use to keep warm or find shelter? Do they just make leaves and shit like that for the night?
Yeah, it'll be a survivalist role if you need to make a camp against hostile conditions.
Yeah, I don't think they have things like bedrolls.
Yeah, you're not going to carry around tents and shit and make a little tent.
How about a small shovel?
Sure.
You really want your entrenching tool, don't you?
It just seems like a good idea.
Do mice have pencils, or is it just ink and pen with them?
It's all about ink and pen.
A piece of charcoal on a stick is basically a pencil.
There you go.
Or a burnt stick.
I think I'm going to go with ink and pen.
I mean, why separate the two?
Because the method of preparing charcoal does not permit you to make charcoal and a stick on the same piece. Wood.
Sword, armor, knife, and hip pouch that holds about 2 fists worth of stuff.
Okay.
Travel light, use what you need when you need it.
Mouse fists or human fists?
Obviously mouse fists.
Doesn't give me a good idea of how much stuff that is.
It's the size of a mouse fist. What's wrong with
it? Or rather, it's the size of whatever can fit in 2 mice fists. You know what? That's a stupid measure because mice can lift a surprising amount relative to their body weight.
Yeah, size-wise it would be, I guess, a pea, maybe?
Yeah, about the size of a pea.
Okay.
How big is mouse currency?
Do mice even have... No, I think we work on a barter and trade system.
They do have coins. Sure? Each town has... Different towns have different coins, but they do have a coinage system.
What do they use? Where do they
get? Is there an exchange rate?
I don't
know. Or are they like, your money's no good here?
Yeah, pretty much. If you go out,
are we?
Coin. But you guys are guards, so people are likely to take your money. Because people, in general, like the mouse guard.
Only there was a universal mouse guard currency.
It's a voucher for 1 coin of your choice from the mouse guard. They're paper, so they're easier to carry than coins. They also can be printed in unlimited amounts.
But since nobody cashes them in, nobody knows how much coin the mouse guard actually has. It's like some sort of currency by fiat.
No, fiat makes cars.
Okay, has everybody picked their gear?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Starting rewards.
Wait, oh, yeah.
You all start with 1 fate and 1 persona.
Yes.
I'm gonna have mac and cheese.
Oh, make me some mac and cheese.
I'll be back in a second.
So that took way longer than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're complete noobs.
Surprise!
I thought we would have a session.
Yeah, me too.
We have never played this before.
Maybe we could start an adventure anyway.
I don't think so.
Shut down.
Yeah, that took 2.5 hours.
Random encounter. A bear. Get paid over.
I don't like that idea. Can we not have a bear in the first session?
I promise you there will not be a bear in the first session.
Because it's still hibernating, right?
Sure.
It took longer than expected to wake up, or whatever bears to do.
What season was this again?
Spring, early spring.
Beginning of spring, yeah.
I'm sure maybe. John is going to reflect on the realism of bears and when they hibernate and whatnot.
I was actually thinking there'd be a deranged crow that thought the male was shiny and wanted to steal it for its nest.
Well, he can't have it.
I sure hope so, because I want to talk to bears. Crows. Bear crows.
Bear crows.
Okay. I'm turning the recorder off.
No!
Good night, everybody. Wait, steel tests!